This is Dr. Bill Meehan, president of Jacksonville State University. My guest this week is Dr. Robert Carter of JSU's Department of Biology, a regular guest on my program. He's being interviewed by Al Harris. Let's listen in.
Dr. Carter, what are some of the symptoms of Lyme disease?
Along with flu-like symptoms, a bull's eye rash called erythema migrans sometimes appears with a tick bite. And if that occurs, you're lucky, because as soon as the doctor sees that, he's going to know you have Lyme disease. It's very definitive. But if you don't get the rash, the symptoms tend to mimic other infections. Some of the early symptoms may include just feeling like you have the flu, having headaches and swollen nodes in your neck, stiff and painful joints, muscle fatigue, and a low-grade fever. So oftentimes it's just considered to be a type of flu. And at this point, a six-week course of antibiotics will cure Lyme disease. So if you're lucky, you can catch the disease at that point and have it cured. But if you don't, several weeks to months later, sometimes even years, you may develop symptoms that are more alarming, such as nervous system symptoms, problems with the heart. That might include muscle aches, swelling of the joints, a stiff neck, severe headaches, difficulty sleeping, confusion, difficulty concentrating. Sometimes you can't even finish a sentence that you've started. You may have tingling in your extremities, you may have vision problems, you may have hearing problems, you may have irregular heartbeats. So Lyme disease is called the great imitator because it has so many symptoms and it mimics so many other diseases.
Thank you. This is Dr. Bill Meehan wishing you a good day.